Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun at the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Not Too Remote for Us.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." We are faced with both immediacy and remoteness as we reflect upon today's gospel. Immediacy because the witness of the martyrs is not something confined to the church calendar and the lives of the saints, but something before our eyes in the steady media accounts of discrimination, persecution, imprisonment, and death of Christians throughout the world. And by all accounts, those news items are underreported ones. Jesus' words, "You will be hated by all of mine because of my name," are a daily reality. Our persecuted brothers and sisters today know that the Lord's words are not confined to first century Christians, but are spoken to them here and now. Do we believe that? Do I, sitting in the comfort of my monastery in an affluent American suburb, believe that? I think the closest I have come to experiencing persecution was receiving an angry glare from a well-dressed lady in a doctor's waiting room. And I don't think that was attributable to hatred for Christ, but probably bad memories of Catholic school. It is too easy to forget, for we Christians who do not experience persecution, that this is always a possibility, that it is always part of the package. We are called to conform ourselves to Christ, and that means being signs of contradiction, and not signs of compromise and collusion. In the first world, persecution may manifest itself in mostly subtle ways, so subtle and so quiet that our response may be a weak one and become a missed opportunity to testify with the words and wisdom which Jesus promises to give us. As for the remoteness, we can blame that also on restricting ourselves to relating to this gospel on only a personal level. As St. Paul so powerfully puts it, we are members one of another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Let us never forget that, and let us unite ourselves with our brothers and sisters who suffer for the sake of Christ, and pray that we may model their endurance, and with them gain our souls.